Monty McCormick.
Yeah, I just came along the right-hand corner, and just as I was exiting the corner, I was actually still on the road, probably about a foot and a half, 2 foot off. There was a rock sitting in the road. I actually thought it just altered the course enough to avoid it, but it just touched the side of it, and we got two punctures. A couple of corners stopped, and then got them changed, and by the time we got everything got sorted, it took a few minutes, and then we struggled to get back into a rhythm in the stage, to be honest with myself. With it being so early on and such a long stage, it was in the first stage of the morning, it was difficult to try and get into a rhythm again. And of course, you've always got in the back of your head, if you clip another rock, you've no more spare wheels. So just be careful now until we get into service and get a few more spares on board. Very, very frustrating. But I just seen it out of the corner of my eye at the last moment, but it was nearly too late to do anything. Because I was committed to my line, but once I heard the thump, the rock was quite aggressive, and I knew straight away there was no way we could have survived without it. Like, I'm actually quite glad it's all the damage we've done.
So is the rock just pulling the road rather than
the side? It was probably two foot out in the road. So you know, it wasn't massively out in the middle of the road that you could drive over the top of it, but it was just right where I had my line. So it was unfortunate, but that's the way it is. I don't know if it was something that came out before us, or maybe we've kicked it back in, or maybe we just had a different line. I honestly don't know, so it's just one of them things.